So after leaving the first tunnel from, I was about to say last week's, it's been slightly more than a week since we recorded the last podcast, more like 3 months. So Evelyn returns to the Arkan capital of Karastor, and she approaches her tutor to continue her magical training and progress to the rank of, and then I've left a blank space because I couldn't remember what the next rank was.
Got it.
Neophyte. I'm going to say
Neophyte.
novice because that's just easier to say. She wants to progress to the rank of novice. As you remember, Chris, from the last game session, wizards aren't really great at level one.
No.
You've gained quite a bit of
Oh,
experience.
I'm at level 5 now.
No, you're still level one. But you know, the aim of this campaign is to level you up. Georgia, on the other hand, I thought it would be a bit unfair to leave her, you know, behind. I thought it would be a bit unfair to leave you behind everyone. So I've given you the average of the party's experience. So you've got 1,000 experience, and Chris has 700, which means that you level up. So you're now level
No,
2,
why
Georgia. Well
are
done.
you bored with me?
Because she has the average. So
Yeah.
Patrick and me had like massive amounts of XP for killing that giant.
I killed a giant as well.
No, you ran away.
Yeah.
So you level up. So
Whoa.
you can add 1 to strength, intelligence, luck, constitution, charisma, dexterity, or strength and constitution.
Don't know. Anything.
Okay, strength and constitution, that's easy.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, you haven't actually been playing at all so far, and you're already already leveled up.
So is my character just cursed with unluckiness? It
Yes.
seems everything that happens is just like pissing her off.
Oh yeah, that's nothing to do with me at all.
Whatever.
You return to Karastor and approach your tutor, advisor to King Calgo, Rowan the Wise.
Oh,
He,
Rowan, okay.
as you as you as you're you know trying to find him in the city, he's in discussion with Calgo about the goblin threat. There have been quite a few goblin raids recently, since they were kicked out of the alliance several hundred years ago. I say several because I can't remember how many. And a key point to the discussion is the rumored experimentation on blinkers. Now, because you're well-traveled people of the world of Grond, you know what a blinker is. It's a magical
No,
creature.
stop right there. I know what it is already. You don't have to explain.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah,
It
what is it?
is magical creature that blinks.
Sort of. It's a magical creature. It can teleport, right,
Right.
to anywhere
Hang on,
that
isn't that
it's
from
been.
StarCraft 2? Don't they call blinking when they teleport the Protoss? I'm 100% sure of this.
Yeah.
Yes, we've cracked it.
That is, isn't
This is actually
Damn.
the
Okay.
Protoss.
Originally, they were called leprechauns, but I was talking about this with my brother, and he was like, "You can't call them leprechauns."
Hey, it doesn't make any sense at the
No,
temple.
doesn't make any sense. So they're called blinkers,
Okay.
Okay.
and they can teleport to anywhere they've been. So like it's pretty loose. So like, whilst they can't like teleport into a room they've never been into, they could teleport to the outside of the window and look in and then
Oh my
teleport in.
God. It's like
So,
Blackpool, though. Don't teleport places you've seen.
they are pretty cool, but since they were used as mercenary spies and assassins, they've sort of become a little bit of like the underclass, and they're not really very popular anymore. And as such, they've been a bit sort of mistreated and killed off and stuff. It's very nasty. There's a big, you know, protest group. There are,
What do
you
you
know,
mean it's
blinkers have
nasty?
rights.
I, as a character in this world, fully support the oppression and abuse of this creature.
No,
100%.
okay.
There's nothing wrong about it. If anything, I push for active hunting down them.
Yeah, and the goblin. There's a rumor going around that the goblins have been experimenting.
Not a rumor. I've seen it. They 100% experiment
to try and develop their own method of blinking.
Because, if you want to know what happens to a blinker if you cut off his head and attach another arm, you ask the goblins. They know. Done it.
It blinks away.
It dies quickly.
So, you know, these are just rumours. These are just things you've heard in, like, bars around Carasta. And you're sitting in on a council meeting between King Calgo and Rowan the Wise.
My character's in high places. Like, I didn't realise.
No, you're the apprentice to someone who's in high places.
Yeah, but apparently I'm in a council meeting. It's pretty high. Like, I could kill everyone in the room with my, like, light spell that kills me every time I use it.
And one of the things discussed is a plan to send a team of explorers and adventurers into a goblin settlement to try and liberate a blinker who's been captured.
My characters want to liberate them.
Rowan volunteers himself and offers you the chance to come along and continue your training. Are you going to go with him?
Pardon? Do I go with him?
Yeah, you're going to go with him?
Oh, sure. I need to make sure this blinker doesn't get liberated. He's captive.
Joining Rowan is his other apprentice, a elf warrior by the name of Lissima Dogrus.
I think she's an absolute cow.
Am I? Okay.
Played by Georgia.
But that happened with Patrick's character. Look what happened there. We got fanfic about that.
Oh, don't mention that fanfic. I don't wanna.
What if that happened?
I don't know what's happening. Listeners,
I'll post it on my blog. I have a blog which I just use to post podcasts. But I'll post a link to it in the description. It's nasty stuff, guys.
It's great.
Not for
we
it's
want M, more.
Rated M.
We want more fan fiction.
This is the first time I've heard of this.
If you want to send in thoughts or discussions or questions or fanfic, you can email me at iamfleek@gmail.com. But please don't.
Before your musty, repressed dream.
Oh, the thoughts. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Your team is Lissima, Evelyn and Rowan, and you're going to break into the back door of Yossuk. Yossuk, which is a goblin settlement run by a goblin mage, and you aim to liberate or otherwise the blinker. Now, because you're in the Carasta Parliament, and Rowan's quite high up, he knows that both the orcs and the dwarves have already been spotted trying to break into this settlement, and it seems that the blinker was originally one of their spies. So the council's quite eager to get them back, if not to save them, to at least find out, you know, where they were going, what they need.
Can my character support the idea that if we let the two races war, we can invade the homeland? Is that a thing? Because I feel like it should.
That's been going on for hundreds of years.
She has the charisma of an 8-year-old girl, but I still feel that. We need to get him back. Let's do it.
Okay, so the Rowan's he's talking to you, and he's
if we encounter the dwarves.
We must not
approach them. We must leave them to do their work and then attempt to consult with them afterwards.
We should 100%
the orcs, on the other hand, we are to eliminate and prevent from reaching the blinker.
Wait, so who do we ignore and who do we actively fight? We ignore dwarves and fight goblins, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so the two of you, three of you,
mm-hmm.
the two of you and me, set out across Arkhan, and you're travelling by horseback through the Perth Vale and towards high mountains.
Oh my god, thank you. Super long journey. Yeah.
So, the rest of the campaign is just you travelling across. I'm just going to roll for wandering monsters, see if you actually get attacked. No, you don't. So you reach the foothills of the high mountains and progress up the river Pereth into the mountains. And you're led a twisting and rocky route around the back of Yosuk. And it appears you're going to try and enter through the entrance to the library, and from there break down one level into the cell, the prison block, where you suspect that the blinker will be.
So we're going to enter the library, go down a floor, into a prison block. I'm not following the design of putting a library on top of a prison block.
It's more of like a hall of records or something. Oh, they're okay. Goblins, remember, so they're not like particularly high class.
Oh, okay. Well, in fact, if you've heard what Evelyn got up to in the last story, she's not exactly high class.
I've forgotten your name.
Lissima,
you don't know Evelyn, so are you gonna introduce yourself?
We're gonna ignore each other and stare at each other and stare in silence the whole way there. And Rowan just feels really awkward about it.
Rowan turns to Evelyn and is like, "Hi, have you met Lissima?"
And she's like, "What is wrong with your voice? What have you eaten?"
I'm trying to adapt, okay? I'm trying to establish a mix between Gandalf and like a grizzled like Aragorn type character. So he's quite old and serious and this is what must be done.
Okay, right. So
he's also slightly Russian.
No, I haven't met this woman before, but she's got food for 2 days and I've got food for one. So
have you only got food for one? You're supposed to have food for two.
Well, I only have food for one, so I'm definitely going to be mooching off of her. Oh, look! I conjured myself more food.
You also don't have that enchanted torch.
All my stuff is disappearing. Oh, no, I transmuted the torch into food. How's that? Okay.
No, it's just that type of torch only works in the grey mountains, and because you're going to the high mountains, it's a completely different climate, you know?
It's not like it's a torch. They're just burnt.
Also, I mean, the place you're going, it's a town. It's an underground town, so it is lit.
Oh, it's actually
can't see in the dark.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So you come to, it's like, it looks almost like a sort of a temple. Miniature temple, because goblins are only half size.
Yep.
And it sort of reaches up into the cut out into the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And Rowan leads the way. He's got
a really beautiful temple. If it weren't for this blood sacrifice stained on the wall, I can really dig this.
He's got his magical staff at the ready, and he performs an enchantment to reveal a hidden staircase.
Okay, got it.
Now, although my character is totally BA and is incredible, he is like your tutor. So he's going to leave you to do most of the heavy hitting, and just provide sort of support and healing and friendly sort of magic.
Basically, he's the direct influence of Game Master on the world. Let's just say it.
Do you remember what spells you have, by the way?
No, he sends you the list.
Okay.
See, this is what my mentor does. He actually reminds me what I can do.
So you enter this this tunnel. You go down a flight of stairs, and you're in a long corridor lit by torches in brackets on the walls. And
you're in a rather large room.
So there's a doorway to your left and to your right.
Right, okay, so which door do you want to go down? Georgia? Lisanna? Whatever your name is? Was it?
Left.
Huh? Okay, we'll go left.
Left. So you turn to go into the next door, to the left door, and Rowan's a little anxious. He says, "I detect strong magic from inside that room, as does Evelyn."
Look, be quiet, Rowan. If I listened to anyone any time they told me not to go down somewhere because of powerful magic, I would never have got into the position I got in the first time. And we all remembered what happened there. I became the fairy queen of the mushroom room and, like, conquered everyone in one life.
I'm very glad that you took the decision to take off the crown at the end of that campaign. once you'd abandoned Patrick and James, that's fine.
Nonetheless, we are going down the left room.
Okay, so you turn to go into the next into the left door, and it's locked.
Are you
going to use magic to unlock it?
Oh yes. I'm going to use knock knock.
So you use knock knock, which is strength 2, and it doesn't open.
Well, no, you can't just tell me it does not open after a wasted 2 strength. Right, you're a warrior. Can you knock it down or something?
Oh, she's dropped out. Cool. it's fine. We'll just wait here.
And so, in the dark corridor, standing outside of the room that went left,
Lee
Summer passes out unexpectedly and lays there on the floor.
She just passes out, and we're like, "Oh, what's happened? Oh, it's fine. Her brain's just come unattached from her body."
Every now and again, her brain just goes completely blank. I'm getting an incoming call.
I'm not a great host for Skype. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just had to switch computers.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
That's all I was doing.
So all you missed was Chris tried to unlock a door. It didn't unlock.
Didn't
Are you gonna try and knock it down?
Dunno. Yeah.
Why are you so passive? Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Just because you're level 2, you're a veteran. You're just like, yeah, I've done this before.
Okay.
I just do whatever. It's fine.
Oh, you fail to knock it down either. You lose 3 strength.
Wake up the door.
Rowan steps forward. He said, that was my voice. Rowan steps forward. He says, "Step aside, apprentices. Apprentice people." He reaches forward with his hands and places both hands on the door. And you have a waves of energy emanating from him.
That fondling.
And then he steps
right, and you didn't want fanfic. Hang on. If you're watching this, write fanfic about Rowan at the door. That's what we really want now.
Oh, God.
And then he steps.
They have a shippable item from this set.
And then he steps back, and he turns to you, and there's a look of disappointment on his face. And I'm awfully sorry, apprentice, but it seems that this door is sealed beyond magic that I possess. I suggest that we try to take another route. So,
of course you would. It's not like there's a third force defining what we can and cannot do in the game.
Don't look at me. Happening. Okay. are you going to go...
Both Rowan and... we'll go right.
Okay, you're gonna go
right. Both Rowan and Lee Summer watches Evelyn has an existential crisis about what controls her on the floor.
Okay, so you enter a hall of records, a goblin hall of records, and Rowan says that it might be a good idea for us to look around and see if we can find any information about where this blinker is being kept. Maybe they have a section on criminals. Are we gonna look around?
Can I go to the legendary goblin fanfic aisle? Is that a thing?
Oh, you got a double 6. It kind of has to be a thing. So you go.
In fact, it works so well. She actually does discover something there. That's what
happened. Oh, so you go to the goblin fanfiction aisle.
Yes.
And you find a strange mention. It's a blinker goblin ship.
Yes.
I've lost my notes. They were around here somewhere.
You do not tell me you did have notes.
No.
In this bitch.
No, I didn't. I've forgotten what the name of the blinker was, which you'll find out now.
If it had an apostrophe in it, we're done.
It's Graham. Graham the
Blinker. It had an apostrophe in it, didn't it? It had an apostrophe in it.
No.
Don't mind.
It's not Graham. It's Gerahim.
Right, 100% apostrophe. In fact, I'm fairly certain there was nothing but a first letter and an apostrophe.
Gerahim. So you discover about Gerahim, and it turns out he's not in the prison at all. He was, but he's been moved to the mage's private quarters.
Of course he would be.
And this fanfiction details the goings-on there. I won't read them out for the sake of our listeners' ears.
Write what you think is in that fanfiction book. Yes. But remember, if you can spell the Blinker's name correctly, we will give you money.
Are you going to continue looking, see if you can find any more information?
Isn't it the warrior's turn now? I've done my bit.
Why did I give you such a bloody annoying name? I chose that name as well. Lissima. Lissima, what are you going to do?
Boring.
Are you not going to research?
It's boring. Don't do anymore.
No, you don't do it.
It's boring.
Can I slap her for being so passive?
So you slap the simmer, and Rowan gives you a look of great disdain.
Right. I can tell, if any characters need fanfic, the simmer and Rowan, because that's clearly what's happening. That slap holds all.
Oh, no.
Every time you hear about a character, just write a fanfic of them. That's essentially what's happening.
Oh, I would actually be quite interested to see what people come up with. If you do have any fan fiction, do email it to
iamspleek@gmail.com. Who knows? Your fanfic may end up in an award-winning book trilogy.
Oh.
Cough.
It better not. I own the rights to this universe. At some point, I might, if we get more fanfiction, I might do a podcast, which is just me and Chris reading fanfiction to each other.
Yeah, or we can actually publish a compendium of all fanfic from our universe. We'll call it The Orcish Isle. That'll be what the book's called. Keep an eye out for it, W.H. Smith. It's happening.
Mm-hmm. We'll get all the characters that it's about to, read about them.
Yes, we would.
No,
Even though, every female character, apart from one, is played by men. So, have fun with that.
So, Rowan, it's now Rowan, it's Rowan's turn for action, and he's searching through, and he goes to the magical spells aisle, and he picks out a few scrolls for you, because, he's pretty BA, he's got his own scrolls. He gives you Poor Baby, which raises constitution points.
Mm-hmm. Magic healing of wounds or injuries.
And he gives you double.
Is that level 3? Have I just got a level 3? No.
I've got a slightly
level 4.
I've got a slightly different.
Talk about level popping.
Yeah, I've got a slightly different rule book to you. On my one, that's only a level 2 spell. But...
on mine, it's level 4 and it takes 18 strength.
Yeah, we're going by the one that's on the website. So that doubles one prime attribute for 5 turns, and when it wears off, it is hard. The same attribute is hard for the same amount of turns. It's a bit of good, a bit of bad. It's not 18 strength, however. It's only 9, because you don't have 18 strength.
Yeah, I know.
So you'd only be able to cast it if you had already cast it, which is a bit weird.
You could keep doing it and just get 100% infinity strength. Great.
And so you get those, and then you don't want to do it. Do you want to do any more research? It's now your turn again, Chris.
No, I'm kind of done at this point. I've just read myself to a unconscious haze in the fanfic section. I cannot deal with it.
Okay, so you head back out into the corridor and continue down. There's a door at the end and a turning off to the left, but before you get there, there's another door to the right.
So
I've already made this far more complicated. I spent all that time drawing like world maps. I should have just drawn the dungeon map for you. That would have been so much easier. It's all on paper, I'm afraid, so you haven't...
Right, so are we going left or right? Do you want to start going right this time?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we'll go right.
Okay, so you go through... you go through a door and you find yourself in... It's strange. It looks like a sort of courtyard. There are, like, buildings all around. Right. But they're all, like, closed. They're all boarded up. They're all empty. It looks like this was sort of an abandoned town square sort of thing for the Goblin Town. And in the centre of the room, on, like, a platform, is a gallows. And hanging from the gallows is a orc. What are you going to do?
Are we dealing with orcs or goblins? Or are they separate things?
They're separate things. They're separate. They're actually at war with each other. So.
Oh, okay. So this is common then, right?
Yeah. Are you gonna like search the orc or get it down or? Are you just gonna? There are two of the houses at the end.
Can I get a knife?
Looks slightly less boarded up. They've got actual doors that look like they might open and stuff.
Can I get a knife and, like, slit its throat to bathe in its blood like my cat's girlfriend? I feel like that should happen.
Bathe in the blood of your victims.
Yeah, that's literally what we did on, like, two different camps. No, I think I should go check out buildings we can enter, and the warrior should check the body.
Okay, I'll check the body then.
Okay, so Lissa, what was her name? Lissima.
Just call her the warrior.
Stop calling me.
Or Mrs. Dragoff. Lissima, you.
Is it bad?
You go and...
I imagine your character was a hipster. No, just imagine her. No secret glasses. But, oh, too mainstream. Going left to two main streams, go right.
So you climb up onto the gallows, yeah. Listener, and you're examining the orc, and you find it's still alive. It's unconscious, but it's definitely it's twitching, and it seems to be using some sort of magic to prevent itself from being killed by the rope.
I wish I had a spell that powerful. What level is the goblin? 50 billion. I think that's the level you have to get to.
And if you're, and Chris, you're over examining the door.
Yeah.
And you can see there's like a broken window, and through the broken window of the door, you can see that inside are five gremlins that are fast asleep.
Cool.
Are you gonna
right? So now we have goblins, gremlins, and
orcs. All at the same time.
Gremlins are a bit of a mystery to...
Have the gremlins been fed after midnight?
The Curaster Alliance. They know of their existence, but other than the fact that they stem from the same evolutionary route as blinkers, goblins, and orcs, other than the fact that they stem from the same evolutionary route, they don't really know much about them. So they're known to be allied with the goblins, but other than that...
I'm going to enter, but I'm going to try and enter sneakily and quietly. So they don't know.
Okay, Rowan's backing you up.
Okay.
Are you doing anything with the orc while they're sneaking up on the gremlins?
Yeah.
Are you searching it?
Yeah.
Searching it, trying to cut it down, bring it back to life?
Try and help it and stuff.
She's just ranting to the orc about how mainstream keeping yourself alive is in fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all she's doing.
Are you cutting it down, did you say?
Yeah.
The trees, man.
So you cut down the... You
orc.
Cut down
Evelyn
the orc.
Just made every adventure intolerable, doesn't she?
You cut down the orc, and...
really orc silence.
You cut down the orc. Fourth time I'm saying that. You cut down the fifth. You cut. Oh, fucking hell. The orc has been cut down, and he's still unconscious. But either one of Rowan or Evelyn's healing spells will probably be able to bring it back to life. It doesn't look like it's going to die on you anytime soon.
But have we cut down the orc? Got a bit of time.
Yeah, you've cut it down.
Yeah, I've cut down.
I don't know, but you didn't say.
You've cut down the orc, okay?
I know I've cut down the orc.
Right, so she's nursing it back to consciousness to interrogate. Yeah. And we're trying to sneak in on a group of gremlins that no one knows anything about. Okay. It can only end.
So, you sneak in on these gremlins, and what is your luck?
Oh, I don't even know anymore, but...
12.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got another double six.
Evelyn is on fire.
So, you go completely unnoticed by them.
Oh.
At what point,
you could pick their pockets, you could search their chests, you could do anything. Every action you take is going to require another saving throw. But your double six sets you up in quite good stead.
I'll be watching you. I'm going to pick their pockets because I want to find out more about them in my scholarly efforts to achieve wholeheartedness.
Okay, so you pick the first one's pockets successfully, and inside he has 50 coppers.
Oh, poor.
Oh dear.
Right, so 50 coppers.
And a knife. No, this isn't like a dagger, this is just a knife.
Going to be bathing in something very soon.
Are you going to continue on?
Yeah.
Continue on searching them. So the Rowan's just standing by the door guarding, by the way. He hasn't got very high luck, so he's not going to try and do anything clever. For your sake, more than his,
luck
to be honest.
Luck is the same as mine.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to come in. I don't want to be the reason that you have to fight these gremlins. So I'm not going to come in. You can have all the loot. You gonna search the next one?
Yeah.
Search
the... Oh, double one. sorry about that. Double one. So
that
you're
like
searching...
she spits in one of her mouth. What?
You're leaning over it, searching it, and like you sneeze, but instead of like grabbing your nose in time, you just slap yourself in the face. So you sneeze, you slap yourself in the
face.
And then
you get out a double bass drum and just go mental hitting it.
So the gremlin you were searching wakes up and is startled, but he doesn't attack you. He calls out.
No fun. And stop immediately.
Bugger. Wakes one of the other goblins. Gremlins. Bloody hell. Gremlins, upon seeing that the gremlins have been disturbed, Rowan throws out his staff and casts... Hang on, I have to look through these. There must be one which is, like, silent somewhere. He casts a spell which stops sound.
You. Oh no, what's the spell? Muffliato, there we go. JK Rowling.
Yeah, that's
out.
It. That's it.
You passed that. Don't sue her. We don't have the money.
I am going to say it's similar to Mirage, which is creating false light. So that is 8 strength.
Doesn't stop sound.
So he casts that and so you can't hear anything that's going on now because you're in the middle of the room. So he casts that and it's now your turn. Are you going to strike out at the ones that are awake?
I'm going to run. I'm going to get out.
You're going to run?
I'm going to run.
Okay, so you bolt towards the exit.
And that's why you don't level up.
So you duck out of the exit, and you make it fairly easily.
No, this is why I survive.
You duck out of the exit, and Rowan slams the door behind you and casts the one that locks doors. What's it called? Loctite.
Yeah.
So the door's locked, and the people inside it are that you can't hear anything from. It's like the sound in that room is encased in like a bubble.
No.
So are you gonna revive this orc? See what he has to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you gonna do that, or are you gonna have Rowan do it?
I'll have Rowan do it because I actually don't have a spell that heals. So.
You've got poor baby.
Yeah, I'll do it. You've got the experience. Squirrel.
Okay. So it's only two experience, to be honest. Hang on a sec. I have to look up magical experience. Oh no, it's four experience, so magic users are just so overpowered in this. They get so much experience just for doing their job.
Yeah, that's like rogues in Dragon Age. You get so much unfair experience because you can unlock death.
So you revive the orc, and he sort of stirs and he's coming around. And this is going to be a conversation bit, so I'm going to do the orc's bit, and you two have got to try and find that information for me, okay?
That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's going on?
Why are you Irish?
I'm not Irish. I'm Northern. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? You cut the orc down.
Why are you telling us that we cut you down? We know. The narrator said it like a million times.
Have you seen the rest of my party?
Shut up. Let me tell you some information about where you are. You're in a weird goblin town called Yorick where you are hung, and I almost let your throat and bathed in your blood. That's where we stand emotionally right now. And I do now have a knife, so what almost happened is that you slowly said it to me.
Well, thanks for not slitting my throat.
Right.
I would prefer it if you didn't do that in future, though.
Yeah, now you've gone
northern. What's wrong with that accent?
Look, okay. I am.
Your mum come from the north?
Irish. It's really not good.
I'm all for being born this way. You're born that way. You should probably think of from stealing it.
I'm an orc from Nesh.
Came
over here.
We don't take kindly to your kind over here. Nation.
Nation? We're not Nation. We're Neshian.
I love how we're just like being massively racist to someone meant to get information.
Yeah, it's not quite.
Right, no, listen up. Why were you being hung in the first place? Like, that's a big thing. You don't just hang anyone.
Yeah. Why does no one lie
anymore? If he was just at normal war, they would have just killed you. So why are they hanging you?
He sits upright. The goblins, they could be back any minute.
Oh. What? Can you repeat everything you said? You keep going
the goblins,
quiet.
They could be back any minute.
Spell is overbreaching his boundaries. Oh, you really lost your accent there. Well done.
The goblin mage of Yesuk. He kidnaps
yeah,
magical
I know, I know
beings
I know
and drains
out,
their power for his own evil gains.
God. Right, you've just told us a lot of information we didn't even ask for, so I feel like that was the information
yeah,
we looked
exactly.
for. I want to know why you were being hung.
I just told you, you weren't listening. I've gone Scottish.
No.
The goblin mage of Yosuk, he kidnaps magical beings and drains their power for his own evil gains. He does this by hanging them above his tower and draining their power using a magical enchantment.
Yeah, but how does hanging someone... I mean, that's just normal rope. We can see it. And I'm a magic user. I can detect magic. It's not happening. We can see the rope's normal. So how's he stealing your magic power? And we know he's got a thing for bondage because I've read the fan fiction. So...
It ain't the rope, it's the portion.
And once again,
he gave me a portion. It's draining my power even as we speak.
Is your main magical power that you can change your accent at any given point in time? Because I feel like that's useful.
Aye, that be it, lad.
Right, anyway. Warrior,
you is your power that you can't hold a good conversation?
look, lady. Okay, I'm incredibly thankful for you getting me down. If you help me find the rest of my party, I'll help you take down this magic user before he does any more harm to my people.
Well, I don't trust the fact your accent keeps saying.
I don't trust him either.
We should kill him.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, we should.
Back off,
yeah,
lad.
Yeah, just kill him.
Just get rid of him.
Kill him.
Boy, you really...
Are you actually going to attack this guy?
You didn't want to wake up, really, did you, Orc man? Well, yeah, because let's be honest, he's from Nash.
Look, I don't want any trouble, okay? Just let me go.
Right, if you don't want any trouble, why are you being hung?
He's an enemy of the goblins, okay? He's with the people.
Yeah,
he's
we're with enemies of the goblins. From what you've told us, every race is enemy of the other race. This is the perfect racist story that you're constructing.
Yeah, exactly. Every single race by enemies.
By all accounts, me and Georgia should have already killed him.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so are you gonna kill
how
him?
How do you respond to that, yeah. Northman, Irishman, Scottish, strange?
Are you gonna kill
yeah.
him? Are you gonna attack
yeah.
him? Okay, so, Evelyn, you have a knife.
Yeah. I think the warrior should do it, because she's better at swords than I am.
Okay, so, Lissima, you draw your dagger, because you're an archer, by the way. You draw your dagger.
Good.
And
kill him.
You stab him in the chest.
Just kill him already.
And he screams out in a weird Irish, Scottish, North dialect, incomprehensible to human.
Wow! Ouch! That really hurt, lad.
Oh, definitely. Now it's really changed. Now with
You stab him and
we're definitely approaching
black
karma.
Blood.
Well, at least we don't have to listen to his accent.
Spurts from his chest all over you, and Rowan looks most displeased. And he's, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, he shouldn't.
He could have been helpful.
Well, we should have had the right accent.
He should have come from.
I'm no man to divert you on your path.
Yeah, you are. This adventure. All you've done is I think we should kill him.
Maybe, yeah.
You really want to take on the level 10 wizard?
Why?
Okay.
Me and Lissima have become really murderers all the time.
He can basically do anything with magic.
He's only level 10.
Yeah.
Let's see what
I'm
that
sure we could take
do.
Him. Level 2 and level 1.
All he can do is tell one bird, which disintegrates up to 100 cubic feet of anything. Because that's a fair level. That's 100% fair. But he doesn't have the... No, because he only has 26 strength, so he can't do any of that. The highest spell he can do is Zap a Thingam, which enchants... And he can't even do any offensive spells that get well.
Yeah.
We could totally take this guy. We could 100% take him.
What strength have you got, then?
Like 4.
I've got, like, 11.
I love how... Rowan's just
fine,
it's
15, it'll be fine.
I might do what some, you know, some game masters, when the people are having a conversation that they don't approve of, they have their characters be able to hear them. So Rowan can hear you right now.
Yeah, I know.
And he's like,
don't you get
I'm not particularly liking your treason here,
that's
guys.
That's the super funny thing about this. Like,
I'm not liking the way this is going, guys.
Right, well, you've just put on a really camp accent out of nowhere.
You did, really, you did.
That was meant to be Dorver from...
when you were talking about,
when you were talking about chopping off his skin, chopping off the skin of a goblin and stapling it to his face. I don't like the way this is going, guys.
Right, that's not Dorver.
I forgot what happened to Dorver. I did have a plan. Well, I guess he's off with Patrick somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Again.
Much they hate Evelyn.
Yeah, you haven't listened to the first.
No,
podcast.
I haven't.
You
I'm sorry.
What's going on.
That is classic.
It's okay. We can catch you up with.
I listened to the first like 15 minutes.
No.
That's it.
And then you got to the bit where everyone started raping each other.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Right. So we stopped discussing the treason and just decided to move on because it's not worth it.
Okay. Okay. So. As you stab him in the chest and black blood spurts everywhere.
Yeah.
And this blood's strange. It's not quite, you know, it's not orc blood. You recognise orc bloods because orcs are quite a common species. But it's definitely not orc blood.
So we were right to kill
it. It spreads out across the floor from him in a very unnatural way. Rowan reaches down and sort of scoops up a handful of it and sort of tastes it to find out what it is. He's a bit weird like that.
Right, who did that? Nasty. Who did a taste of it? Well, Rowan, can Evelyn just be... Can we just stare at him and be like, you literally just scooped up blood off the floor and licked it. Are you sure you're in any state to be teaching us anything?
I've heard what you did to those... Oh my God, I've got Northern again. Look, I've heard what you did to those goblins back in the Grey Mountains. You have no right to be telling me about... Oh my God, I keep going Northern. I'm not doing... You have no right to talk to me about morals, boy, girl.
Listen here, you old bastard. We just bathed it. We did not ingest this into our body.
Look, Sonny Jim. Okay, this is where it's gonna go down. I'm the badass wizard. You ain't shit. So keep your mouth shut. No, that's not what he says.
As you're arguing about morals,
the blood's just spreading across the floor.
Well, it's fine. Considering he's smaller than human beings, he should have less than 8 pints, so it should run out eventually.
Orcs are the same size as humans.
Oh, okay, so he'll have around 8 pints. We're fine. We'll run out eventually. We'll just back off a bit. Yeah.
You think that, and yet it keeps coming. The stuff pours back.
Then he has some serious overactive stem cells there, doesn't he, really?
Just too much blood.
Too much blood.
Too much blood.
His body, as the black blood pours out of him, his body dissolves into a black sticky substance, which then completely turns into blood, so that every atom of his being has become this black substance.
That's not right.
And then it starts seeping into
the
floor.
That's not right.
Go see a doctor about that.
That's not right.
I think this may be the enchantment of which he spoke from the Goblin Warlock.
Well, no, but that doesn't make sense, though. It just doesn't make sense. Because from that same thing, in order for it to work, he has to start spilling blood in order for it to, like, all kick off the reaction, because it seems like original blood spill is the catalyst. But hanging doesn't cause blood spill. How do you explain that?
You see, the way I think it works, Evelyn, is that as he's hanging on the rope, the enchantment gathers in within him and spreads throughout him like a disease until all of his magical ability is focused into converting him into this pure magical strength, which then collapses upon his death, which is why he was hanging, but with a delayed spell around him, which stopped the rope from killing him outright.
Right, okay, so if you stopped using connectives, that would have been a lot shorter, but anyway...
Have you not seen any of my writing? You should have seen my English exam. It was just connectives.
If it works by causing a build-up of all his magical energy and converting him to blood, then surely by how evaporation sucks heat energy, when it turns into blood, the magic energy is lost, so it's completely worthless at that point. Explain that one, Master, if you can, prick.
How about it's magic?
So suck on that one.
That smarted him.
Magic is but new science. There are rules to these things. God, you're so...
Not in my universe, it isn't. This isn't Earth. This is Grond.
Yeah?
Do you like what I did there, by the way, with the name of the planet? I was like, what could I call it instead of Earth? How about ground? No.
Love.
Grond.
Love.
No.
Oh my God, such like a great name. Erica, you just took out the U.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I really want an explanation as to why this dude's such a magical hanging. I didn't like that.
Well, then maybe if you come across the mage later on in the quest, you can ask him.
Evelyn decides to ponder onward as they continue because she doesn't want to do her mask anymore.
Are you gonna leave the
dead corpse? Yeah.
Okay, as you're turning to go, the door that was magically sealed from like the window, the boarded up window next to it, three gremlins smash out and stagger towards you. Are you going to turn and fight them?
Should we just run away? Should we just be like, yeah.
Yeah, just run away.
Run away.
Run away.
You know you don't get experience for running away.
The
whole
thing,
purpose of this.
No, but the point
yeah, but
the
if you run away, you live.
No, but yeah, that's the point. This is role-playing, and quite honestly, if I don't need to fight, I'm not going to. It's a waste of strength. So I'm just going to leave.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you run back out of the door, and Rowan follows you, because, you know, he's a good master.
Yeah, sure he is. That's why he can explain that simple magic trick. Lol.
So you leave the room, and are you going to lock the door behind you?
Yep.
Okay, so... Oh, I just realised Loctite only locks it for 3 turns. I thought it was indefinitely. Yeah. On an unrelated note, you use Loctite on the door.
you know you're the game master and you decide what spells do. Yeah? You're aware that's how your role works.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I lock the door.
It was Rowan who sealed the gremlin's room, so his magic's a lot more powerful.
Yeah, of course it would be. Yeah. He is like 10 times stronger.
So you leave the room and you're now back out in the corridor. You can either go, there's basically, you've done everything in the first corridor. There's like a turning off to the left or a door in front of you.
I'll just keep heading straight on.
This door, you recognise this door from the plans as the door that leads down into the main goblin town.
Oh, we'll do that. We'll go to the main goblin town.
Okay.
Do some recon.
Yeah. Fine.
Okay.
While I ponder on what we witnessed in the room.
Okay, so you go through the door and you find yourself in a room with a large staircase leading down.
Mm-hmm.
So you go down the staircase, and you're now on level 2.
Yes. More spell for me, level 2.
Okay, so...
I expected a bigger laugh, whatever.
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 Right, so you come into a room with a large ornate ornate for goblins. an ornate for goblins door with goblin runes on and writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's closed. And to the left of the door is the entrance to the goblin jail. And to the right of the door is a corridor which you don't remember from the plans where it goes to.
We should go down the one we don't know where it leads to, because he's not in the jail. He's in that weird what's his name's room. So we need to find where he lives.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go down.
We don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You go down the left passage. And come to a room, which is it's quite a large room. The ceiling slopes down into that in sort of like a it's a square room, but the ceiling slopes down to a point in the middle where there's like a glass apparatus, leading into a large glass bottle.
Wow, this sounds a lot like the TARDIS.
Both the glass apparatus and the bottle are filled with the sort of black blood substance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Does the mage?
So in the corner of the room, there's like a cage basically, and in the cage is a orc. When you enter,
Enter
the room.
Another orc.
The orc leaps
too.
Up and rushes to the entrance. But he's speaking in a language which you don't speak.
No, it's just a different dialect we don't have to understand. It'll change in a minute.
It's just a different accent we don't recognise.
Yeah, in a minute it will become Irish again and we'll all be able to understand what you're saying.
It's like, oh, okay.
Rowan steps forward. He appears to be
speaking in Belkan. It's the native language of the Nesh people.
Yeah.
I think I can translate from my memory if it's accurate enough.
Well, yeah, you lived there for 7 years. You're going to go translate here. God.
I'm sensing some disputes.
It's not cool if you've got obvious reasons to be able to do it. Jeez.
Settle down.
No, Rowan, I've had it up to here with you. You're rubbish.
He speaks to the goblin, the orc, I mean, for a brief while, and then he turns to you to translate the conversation. It appears
that this orc was the brother of the one we found upstairs.
Oh, shit.
And was part of the team sent here by the orcs to discover what was going on. They were both orc mages, and it seems that this room is a sort of harvesting facility for their power.
Right, but you're not dead, so why are you in a harvesting room? Because apparently I have to be dead in order to be harvested. So
this orc, whose name is Verath, describes himself as on the waiting list for execution.
Yeah, but surely he'd just be in a jail then, like most executions.
We should tell him we killed his brother.
The rest of his team were in this dungeon before. They were taken upstairs one by one and extracted from their magical ability. It's very gruesome.
Right, so why are you saying that? Why would you put someone of magical power in a room where they can easily break the harvesting apparatus, though? It seems that this orc...
He is in a cage, to be fair.
So what? If he shoots fire out of bars, like, it's not an airtight cavern, is it? Actually, considering we're underground, he could just, like, one spark and the methane in the cave would kill everyone anyway.
Yeah.
Think.
There are torches everywhere, you realise. No, you see, around his wrist is a magical restraining bar.
Of course. What's it made out of?
I don't know.
You're not too good about that one, have you?
I don't know, it's a magical restraining bar. It's in the rules, but
actually a sweatband. Right, no.
It's like a what would Jesus do wristband.
Tell him he killed his brother.
The magic is actually faith in God. That is magic.
So the key for the cage is on the wall. So you could let this orc out, and he'd probably help you if you wanted to converse with him.
Okay, can we enter a conversation state with him?
Okay, but like you'll be talking to him through Rowan.
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Can I speak now?
Yeah.
Right, we killed your brother upstairs. We stabbed him in the chest. We're so sorry.
Right, we're Clarence and Ronald up there.
Can you explain to me the grammatical language? Because I feel like there was none there. I'm having trouble distinguishing pronouns.
So the orc responds, and he says that he will fight for you, and he knows where the mage's quarters are in this goblin town. And they were nearly there when the orc mage band was captured.
Right, warrior. We need to seriously discuss if someone is mm-hmm. be told one of their friends just died doesn't care. We need to discuss if we want someone like that in our party. I don't think we do. I think that's a bad karma.
Yeah, like
not conducive to our hipster passiveness.
That we've obviously, got yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid that whilst these orcs were brothers, they don't seem to have shared much brotherly love.
Right,
they do seem to be quite arguing with each other.
You clearly show no intellectual depth of this world. Be quiet. How many were there?
Because apparently...
Oh, it's
actually doing accents in that weird
accent's gone again.
There were five in the party originally.
Right, so what happened to the other three then?
Yeah.
The first two were taken and extracted. The third was not a magical. He was a captain, and as such has been taken to the goblin jail.
And so why is the strongest one in the party not the captain then? Why give a captain position to a weaker person?
Yeah.
He is strongest. He's just so not a mage.
No offense.
He's a warrior.
You have to be magical to be the strongest.
Yeah, we've already discussed mages are OP in this game.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't mean he's not the strongest.
Yeah, it does.
You literally have strength as an attribute.
No offense.
Right?
Rowan, can like destroy things from up to 1,000 feet away. No sword has that kind of reach.
Mm-hmm.
No. True.
Right, anyway, ask them how long he's been captive, because I need a time scale of how long he needs harvesting for.
5 days.
Ah, so it's one per day. Right.
Okay.
So, I feel like we should free him, because then that's it, we win, because the mage has no power.
Yeah.
So we release him.
Just release
okay,
him.
Are you going to take any of... The large glass bottle could be split up into... You've got, like, flasks on you. You could split it up into smaller flasks, and you could take some of the power, the magical power with
right,
you.
Right, now here's the thing, Georgia.
Yeah?
If we drink this, if you let me drink all of it, I could be more powerful than Rowan and we could kill him at last.
Okay, you drink all of it.
Right, I'm going to drink all of the liquid.
Or it's like more than the amount of blood which is in a human. You realise?
No, I'm going to drink.
It's a lot of blood.
Yeah, I'm going to drink as much as physically possible.
Okay. You get like 20 XP, by the way.
Just for drinking blood.
You get like 4 XP for killing something.
It's 4 XP for casting a spell.
Well, yeah,
it's 20 XP for drinking an unknown substance.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just to see what it does. So all of your attributes triple.
Yes.
But your IQ halves.
What?
Your IQ halves.
That's cool.
I wouldn't have advised doing that, apprentice. You have no idea what the consequences are. From my preliminary research, I suggested this is a very dark magic indeed.
You can explain to me why they have to hang them to harvest magic, right? So don't tell me about not understanding things.
Yeah. Why do they have to hang them? Why can't they just kill them on the spot?
Exactly.
Because it's a slow death. It's a slow death.
It's not. Hanging people...
Hanging
is so it's going to kill them after
a
certain amount
death.
Of time.
No, it's not. No, it's not. If you do hanging correctly, it's an immediate death. It snaps the neck.
No. What it is...
I know
they're
how
being,
hanging
They're being
work.
Hung... They're being hung, but the magic that this enchanter has put on them has meant that after, say, 8 hours, I'm not sure how long it is, but after 8 hours, the spell will end and they will fall and they will be hung.
You know, for an unclassy race as you describe them, this orc has some serious intimate knowledge of how magic works. Like
yeah.
This intimate, he even knows that magic is an innate ability in the blood rather than I don't know, energy in the air that clings to certain people. Just saying. Like...
Hashtag just saying.
Hashtag magical surrealism.
So...
Nah,
so
it,
the,
okay.
orc, the orc you've
so
just
are we
released...
Are going to release this dude or not? Now that I'm super powerful. I think we should release him.
Okay.
Just lol.
Yeah,
we'll release
him. You release him and he staggers out. And once he's out of the cage, Rowan is able to remove the magical restraining band.
Oh, can we ask him if he's slightly disturbed that I just drank the blood of, like, his four brothers?
Yeah.
Did
it taste nice, by the way?
Nah.
Was it good?
Like,
no, it tasted like blood. Orc blood at that. Which
milk.
Is actually slightly poisonous to humans. But,
Oh.
As a magic user, you have high resistance to poison, so...
Excuse me, I'm a fairy queen. My character's very queen. Can you not call her human? She's more than that now.
You're not wearing the crown. You're human at the moment.
No, that doesn't make me not the queen. Well, the queen doesn't always wear the crown.
Yeah, the queen doesn't always wear her crown.
Yeah, but you're not actually a fairy unless you're wearing the crown.
No, but I am, though. You just don't know it. I just wear a really elaborate suit.
Yeah, you just can't see it. You just don't know.
You're in, like, a Pacific Rim-style mech suit that's just been, like, have some skin.
They're called Jaegers, aren't they?
I haven't actually seen it.
I'm certain they're called Jaegers. Anyway, yeah.
And so a male one would be a Jaeger mister. Oh, but I'm sure.
Well, the alcohol is called Jaeger.
I'm not sure quite what I was punning there.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Jaegermeister.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to make the joke, but it didn't quite work. You didn't have to
it
eat.
It didn't work, that's all.
Look, okay. So Ulysses Goblin, he takes off the band, and now he has his magical ability back. He is able to speak to you in your language, in common.
What? So what, he can actually talk.
Yeah. Now he has magic. He's able to cast a translating spell and is able to talk to you.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah, of course he is, yeah.
Look, when you get to level 2, you can cast a translating spell.
I'm going to look at the rules and see if that's actually there.
There isn't actually one in there, but I'm giving you one at level 2. Because, quite frankly, if you can like, scry, you should really be able to speak to people.
Awkward silence while the Game Master decides what's going on.
Sorry, I was just reading.
Reading his own backstory. To try and see if hanging is actually important or if it's just a plot hole.
It's really hot in my room, but I don't want to open the window because there's a party down.
It's hot because you're getting systematically owned by the players.
So you released this orc.
Did you not get invited?
Well, no.
It's
just like my neighbours. I don't really know them. It's like the town thing. So the orc's released and he turns to you and thank you from. I'm just gonna edit this bit out, but I'm gonna speak for a couple of minutes and just try and get the accent back. So
it's not gonna happen because you kept changing the accent anyway.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me out of that cage. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
No, perhaps that's why he has the weird accent. Because the translation spell is infrequent. Yeah.
Yes, out. I like that. I'm using it.
Yes. Yes.
It still counts, guys. It's canon.
Canon. Fit. Right, so, yeah.
I'm Moffitting it up.
Retcon everything you heard about the previous accent book shit.
Okay, so he speaks to you and he describes how his captain knew of a goblin who would help provide goblin disguises, or like goblin, they're like rings which make you appear like a goblin to goblins. Which will allow you to pass through the goblin town.
Does it also make 9 really angry people in black robes on horses chase after you when you put the rings on?
No. And the captain's in the goblin jail, but the goblin jail is guarded, the orc reveals to you.
Well, the captain was dead.
No, because the captain's not a mage. He has no use to the
right,
war.
So why have they kept him alive, then? Why have they kept him alive?
Bargaining.
They're at war.
What, people don't use bargaining when they're
not
at war?
Not in racial wars, they don't. Not when the object of the war is to destroy your enemy outright, which I presume any war based on race is.
Oh, based on race. Sorry, I thought you said based on rape. I was like, what?
Yes.
James isn't even in this campaign.
Or Patrick. They both heavily promote that idea.
So you're going to go and find the captain, or the orc reckons he might be able to lead you to the goblin, but his hideout may well have changed since. So are you going to risk it or risk it and avoid the combat, or are you just going to go and liberate the captain?
No, we'll go liberate the captain because that just gives us more manpower to kill.
Manpower? Okay. Even though...
So, oh, yeah.
The entire party so far has been women other than, like, Alduin. So.
Yeah.
And Rowan. And Dorva.
Yeah.
Oh, Dorva.
Dwarves are fairly genderless, to be fair.
Dorva was a man until he died.
So you go to the goblin jail, and are you gonna enter cautiously because you know that there are goblin guards inside.
Well, yeah, we'll enter cautiously with Rowan and the other orc going first.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rowan and the orc, they push open the door and they hold their staffs at the ready. Or the orc doesn't, because the orcs don't use staves. It's complicated.
Dave.
That's just racist.
The plural of staff is stave.
Staves?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If it ends in an F.
It's not staffs.
No, if it ends with an F, the plural ends V-E-F every time. Leaf is leave. Wolf, walled. Do you get the pattern here?
Yeah.
How about if I have beef with someone, and then I have beef with two people? Do I have beefs with people?
No, you have beef.
Or do I have beavers with people?
No, you have beef with
people,
yeah.
Oi, mate, I got beavers with you. So you enter the goblin jail, and Rowan has his staff at the ready, and so does Evelyn. So they have their staves at the ready. And in the jail are two goblin guards, a goblin captain, and three gremlins.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The goblin captain sees you and shouts to attack.
Uh-huh.
Good.
But that was his move done. So it's now Rowan's turn, and he casts... Take that, you fiend.
No. If he's going to be casting anything, he's level 10. Okay? He's going to be casting Wall of Fire.
No, yeah, because...
Wall of Fire.
It sounds better.
Yeah.
No, he has 25 IQ. Yeah, do you know how powerful Take That, You Fiend is when you have high IQ?
IQ 20 is what he needs to cast Wall of Fire.
But you don't understand. He will blow this goblin up. He will probably kill two goblins with this one spell, which only is six strength. How many strength is Wall of Fire? Just out of
interest. Send a Wall of Fire, right, into an enemy coven to literally rip apart every single person in the room.
He doesn't even have 26 strength.
Yes, he does.
He was reduced. He's used spells earlier.
Why did he use spells?
Why did you use spells then?
I don't remember.
That's fine. You still have level 5 spells. Hang on. You're not using that spell. You'll be using a good one.
He's using Take That, You Fiend. Okay. To be fair, Rowan isn't actually all that great a wizard for level 10. He's wise.
Yeah, no,
he's
he,
Rowan the Wise.
He's not wise at all. If
he's
anything,
not wise.
But he is. But he isn't all that great in combat. I mean, most level 10s have like 50 of attributes by this point. Because the way it works is you add like either half or twice or the number of the new level to your experience. So when George leveled up, she only added one, but that's because she was level one.
One.
When she levels up again, you'll add two. Or one or four or whatever. So sort of the way it works is it increases exponentially. So it's quite a good system. People get very OP very quickly. I'm getting distracted. So he casts Take That, You Fiend on the Goblin Captain, and the Goblin Captain is thrown backwards and basically explodes into green goo. The orc conjures a fireball in his hand and throws it at one of the goblin guards. It sets him on fire. And I dropped one of my dice. And doesn't actually do any damage to him, but the fire is, like, he's still on fire, so he's still going to take, like, damage from the fire.
So it's like burn in Pokemon.
Yeah. The most annoying thing ever.
I know. No, the most annoying one is paralyzed.
Yeah, true. Because it gets you when you least expect it.
Yeah.
I'll be using Take That You Fiend on the nearest possible enemy.
Okay, so nearest possible enemy is a gremlin.
No, the nearest possible enemy is Rowan.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't actually use Take That You Fiend if I were you. It's only because your intelligence is being halved.
I have no other move.
You've only got 6.
Oh, no. I can use Vorpal Blade, can't I? Can I use Vorpal Blade?
Okay, so you cast that on your dagger, I think? Yeah, you've got a knife. So you cast it on your knife.
Can I give him my dagger?
Oh, actually, are you going to cast it on... you could cast it on... Lys...
I'll cast it on the warrior's blade.
So Lysimma! It's bloody Lysimma! I'm writing that, okay? I'm writing that on my hand.
You probably still not that, right?
You won't say it, right?
Okay, so if you cast it on Lysimma's dagger, although actually, because Lysimma's a bow user, an archer,
mm-hmm.
It might be better if you just cast it on your knife.
We'll cast it on my knife then.
Well, can't okay, I give him my dagger? Knife.
You could, but that takes up your action, so you won't be able to shoot your bow this turn.
Nah, I'll leave it. I'll just use my knife.
Okay.
Listen, man, what are you going to do?
Shoot my bow.
Shoot your bow. So who are you shooting at? The goblins are the nearest.
Rowan.
But because your dexterities, you've got quite an average dexterity, so you'd probably be able to hit some of the goblin guards at the back.
Okay, I'll hit one of them.
Go for the head. Go for the penis. Most effective against guys.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that I've changed some of my canon. I've retconned some of my canon since last time. You were raping goblins, but I'm afraid that like goblins are now completely genderless, so they don't actually have any gentleman's area or lady parts.
So they still have.
How do they wee?
They still have a. They still have a mouth. And hands.
They sweat urine, in answer to your question.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. This raging creature sweats urine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see why goblins don't have friends now, can't you? When they're just walking down the street and, oh, it's a bit of a hot day today. Oh, I'm pissing myself. Yeah, so you're shooting them.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find a chart for that. Okay,
no,
so...
No, wait, I don't want to. It's too mainstream.
About being in their own time now.
You shoot and you hit.
So that just means that... That means that everyone in the goblin land, everywhere owned by goblins, just smells like piss, yeah? We tried to tell
you. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up earlier, but...
Who needs a battle cry when you can run into an enemy smelling of that? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We need fan fiction of that. We need fan fiction of that.
No, we don't need any fan fiction.
A baby orc waking up to realise that the entire species now sweats the auras because all of them... All of their gender-exclusive organs were removed. So how do they reproduce then?
Yeah.
They're born from the earth.
When they get
That's bullshit.
They're born out of the dirt.
No, there
has
to be gamete mixing. If not, they're all clones. You need 2 sets of chromosomes to make
Do you know how octopi reproduce, right?
Yeah.
The male octopus... gets one of his arms, which is also his penis, and puts it into the ear of the other octopus, which is also her lady parts, and then sort of expels gentleman's liquids.
What you're saying is, orc fingers expel semen. And they put it in the ears of female orcs.
They, because they sweat urine, like, their DNA is just everywhere. So, from the earth, from beneath them, the goblin pits of the mountains, have magic properties which then create the goblins.
Like, what magic properties, though? Like, that would take some extensive maintenance.
Yeah.
It's just the way of the world, okay? Nobody questions Tolkien with this bullshit. Okay, nobody goes, hey, Tolkien, they say your Uruk-hai are born out of the ground. I wonder how that happened.
Alex, and there's a type of animal.
Alex, first off, Uruk-hai spawning pit, and second of all, right, people have doctorates on interpreting Tolkien writing, so don't tell me they don't question him. They just can't do it to his face, because they don't know who he is.
If you'd like to write a doctorate about how my universe does actually make sense, no matter what Chris says, then you can email it to iamfreak@gmail.com.
So if he's actually sent it to us, that'd be well interesting. Although all I'm saying is I could probably do it myself. I'm pretty in tune with this whole magic thing. So where were we in the story again?
Where were we?
You're fighting these guys. Lysima shot a goblin where his crotch would be. But it didn't do any damage.
Oh.
He starts sweating urine profusely.
the gremlins move to attack you, and the goblins at the back draw crossbows. Goblin at the back, sorry, one of them's dead. Well, one of them's on fire, but he's still drawing his crossbow. He's just patting himself out as he does it.
Am I gonna die?
No.
We're probably all gonna die. Like, we're probably not gonna make it out of this fight. Alex is probably like the most pissed off game master ever, and I'm just going to finish him off. Goodbye.
Yeah, Rowan turns round and just attacks you. It all kicks off.
I could probably kill him though, because like he just doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
the gremlins are running towards you. They're not in combat range yet, and crossbows take a turn to load. So you've got another turn of combat. You've got another turn of attacking them before they can attack you. What are you going to do, Chris?
I'm going to, never mind you fiend on them, because I don't have a Vorpal Blade again.
Never mind you fiend?
Yeah. I'll do like one
okay,
damage.
Okay, which one? The gremlins or the...
One on fire. I'll go for maximum damage input.
Okay, so you cast Take That You Fiend on the one on fire, and he explodes into green goo.
See, and you said it wouldn't be useful.
Burning green goo. You rolled like 9, so that's pretty good. Rowan is striding out into the centre of the room, and he casts a freezing spell on the other goblin guard. And now it's Georgia, your turn.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot them again?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, so you're going to shoot one of the gremlins because basically it makes sense. Okay.
Makes more sense.
Oh, you miss. Sorry.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Doing really badly. Could have got my dagger out.
And now, and the orc throws a fireball at the gremlin, but it misses. Right, the gremlins reach Rowan and they swing at him with their sword. But the sword bounces off. He has an enchanted cape, and that deflects the sword. The second gremlin runs past the orc and attacks Evelyn.
I'm going to throw the warrior in my way. She can fight him with her dagger.
Are you sure? Because you've got Vorpal Blade. You've got Vorpal Blade on your knife, remember, Chris? So.
Oh, no, yeah, I'll use my Vorpal Blade and knife and hack him to death.
Okay, so you stab him with your knife, which is 1d-2. 4, so that's 2. It's doubled, isn't it? Because it's Vorpal Blade, so that's 4. Do you think it's doubled before the -2? Do you think it's 8-2? I'll say it's 4. That's just easier. So you stab the gremlin, and because it's a knife, it's quite easy to get sort of between the armour.
Mm-hmm.
And so you stab him in the shoulder, and he cries out and sort of stumbles back. But your knife seems drained. It no longer seems to have the Vorpal Blade effect on it.
It wouldn't, would it? It would wear off, yes. Because everything Evelyn ever does ends up killing her. Some way.
Rowan turns round to you and casts a... I'll be a bit inventive with this one.
Cast a wall of fire.
Blasting power. He's going to throw a bolt or fountain of fire at foes.
He's just been having and his power the whole blast, time.
The blast gets the same number of dice as the user's level plus combat adds. So that's 12 dice. Okay, so he casts basically like a wave of fire straight into this gremlin, and the gremlin is completely engulfed in fire, and then as Rowan casts off, you see that the gremlin is completely unharmed. He doesn't seem to have taken any damage from the fire at all.
No, that's rubbish. That's actually crap. No.
Bullshit.
He just got shot a firebolt at with the power of 12 dice. The fact he's anything more than dust in the air is shocking.
The orc turns around to him and blasts him with lightning.
Oh, no.
Or electricity. It's not strictly speaking lightning because it's not coming from the sky.
Oh, check you out.
So he sort of like tasers the gremlin. And again, there's no effect at all.
And the ensuing sound of thunder from having lightning threaded so close to them deafened the all other characters.
Considering that there was just literally like a fountain of fire, as described in the rule book, I think a little bit of like electricity is fine. The other gremlin, which wasn't attacking, which wasn't the one which has been just barraged, punches because he doesn't have a weapon. He punches this. Oh,
you wrote it on your hand.
Lysima. Yeah. Punches Lysima. And you don't take any damage because he punched you, you know. But it's now your turn. Are you going to stab him with your dagger?
Yeah.
Okay, you stab him in the heart and he...
Dies,
yes. Well done. You've got some experience. I mean, more than your 1,000 already.
Yeah.
So gremlin. I said goblin again, didn't I? You stab the gremlin and he dies. And now the other gremlin, which has been completely barraged, just sort of like he sweeps back his arms and just like a wave of energy just like blasts the entire party off their feet.
Yeah, because using a spell actually outlined is too mainstream. He just uses a random wave of energy.
You're knocked back, but it's your turn again. So what are you going to do? Hang on a sec. Rowan is knocked to the ground. Lysima is knocked to the ground. The orc is knocked to the ground. And Evelyn stays standing.
Of course she does, because she would be the only one left standing. For someone who gets put in so many life-threatening situations, she's grossly under-leveled.
You've got like 33 con at the moment, because of that dead potion you drank, basically.
I drank his brothers in front of him and told him I killed one and he just didn't care. I will use, what's it called? Take that, you fiend, again, in one last ditch attempt.
Take that, you fiend.
Yeah. He's rolled like a double throw.
Okay, so you blast, take that, you fiend, straight into him. Just sort of bounces off. And it shoots up and smashes into the ceiling and rubble falls down.
Good. It collapsing on him, killing everyone in the room, bar me. Like a goblin queen. I'm slowly building an empire.
Now it's the gremlin's turn again. And he draws a knife. Rowan stands up and he calls out to you.
I think gremlins may be
resistant to our magic. We must use knives.
Why just this one? The others didn't seem to have that kind of thing.
Goblins aren't immune to magic, but gremlins are.
Oh, you didn't specify this was a gremlin. Sorry.
Sorry, I did try to. I kept forgetting and calling them the wrong name.
yeah. Okay.
So, Rowan stands and draws his knife. Le Lissima.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I said it right. Lissima, are you going to attack the gremlin?
Yeah, okay.
So you reach out, you jump up and stab it. Oh, and chop off its head.
Yay!
Because what I did bounces off harmlessly, but what she does kills it immediately.
As you sweep past, as you cleave its neck with your sword, it emits like a blast of
first
light,
off,
which knocks you all over again.
Who jumped?
And you all lose one con.
Who jumped? Slices. Why wouldn't you jump and bring the sword down? Floored by the
stick. Sorry?
If you jump, you're not going to swing to the side, you're going to swing down. Because jumping is all about building momentum to break someone's block. In sword fight.
But if you sweep down, you don't chop off their head.
No.
You just sort of hit them in the skull.
Yeah, and cracking it in. But if you jump and swing to the side, you're just throwing yourself off balance when you land. Because you'll be carrying momentum around and it'll throw you off your feet.
Okay, then you just split his skull. It's not as cool as chopping their head off. But the gremlin sort of explodes in sort of releases vast amounts of light and knocks you all over.
You know, goblins are really evil, but inside they're literally light. They sweat urine and are literally made of light.
Gremlins don't sweat urine. Gremlins have the normal sexy parts.
Okay. You can take organs if you want.
Yeah, but sexy parts is so much more fun. So in this, you're in the jail, and at the back of the jail, the jail is pretty much empty, other than there are a few goblins who are keeping out of your way and sort of muttering to themselves in goblin-ness, and the orc captain at the back.
I sent some bias because you gave Venetians, whatever they're called, a full-on name for their language. You just called goblin. I believe you called it now goblin-esque. What is that?
Well, to you just call it goblin because it all sounds the same. But for pretty much every like tribe has its own dialect. It's kind of difficult to give it a definitive name.
Not really. Everywhere in England has a different dialect. We call it English.
Well, different. They have different words.
Even America call it English, and they have completely different words. They call fat forces.
Mm-hmm.
What? What? That's not even like a spelling difference. It's a complete word switch.
Oh, those bloody Americans.
They have this thing against yous as well. If someone can linguistically explain to me why Americans remove U's from words, I'd actually thank you. So I really want to know.
Okay, Googling why Americans remove U's from words. Oh, it's a really long answer.
Yeah.
I don't want to read it all.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, I'm just scrolling through. I'm just scrolling through Yahoo answers for the shortest answer. And the shortest answer is because they be bitching.
that is a good enough answer for me.
Good enough for us. Okay. The orc captain back of the cell. And he stands. My fellow orc, I'm glad that you have returned. Release me from this cell and we shall go together to defeat the warlock.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna release him?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Rowan and Evelyn throw open the cell, and the orc. Got too many species in this bloody universe.
Yeah, I know.
The orc comes out.
I keep up with them all. I'm 100% sure you just kept switching out words, goblin, orc, and gremlin. I didn't expect me to notice you kept switching them. And now you've been forced to think of all these different races.
After that battle, I suggest you're all quite depleted in terms of strength and con and stuff. So I suggest that you make camp here in the Goblin Jail. There's like food and stuff, so you can
we just killed a load of animals. We can just eat them.
Well, I think we're advancing. We're no longer raping the enemies. We're just eating their carcasses. So this is going well. And on that note, I think we'll leave it there for today.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing. I'll try and record some more of this at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to know what happens to this blinker.
Yeah, we kind of forgot about him, but
I mean, like, yeah, I
forgot all about him.
Like in the first episode, the quest for the lost item, where you didn't actually make any effort at all to look for the lost item at all, and left the dungeon without it.
Yeah, it's true. But I found a cool crown.
Yeah, you found a cool crown. Trust me, if I ever get around to doing James and Patrick's bit of that campaign, then they're going to get some serious shit for going back to their town without the lost item.
Their job should be hunting me down. For, like, abandoning them.
But that's all next time. be sure to head over to my YouTube at youtube.com/IamFleek for the eventual upload of the animation of the first two podcasts. I've been working on it. I'm about 10 minutes in to the first podcast, and I've been working on it for several months. So give me time. But it will come eventually.
Stay tuned to the blog for further chronicles from Grond, because we feel that the characters are just so hyper-realistic. You really can't help but love them, especially Evelyn, because she's the only consistent character in it.
Also, follow I Am Fleek on Twitter and go to my blog for future fanfiction updates at vofleek.blogspot.com. And be sure to subscribe to this on iTunes for more thrilling episodes from Grond. And I really need to think of a series name for this.
Chronicles of Grond.
Chronicles of Grond.
I don't know.
Call it Chronicles of Grond and then make this the first season, which is called The Evelyn Enigma. Because no one actually knows what she's doing with life.
Okay. Okay, so next time we play Chronicles of Grond, or whatever it's called. Thanks for listening. Whoop whoop. Podcast recorded.